You are listening to Crosstalk. A safe place to discuss addiction, recovery, harm reduction, and everything in between. Support for this podcast comes from the Kentucky Opioid Response Effort and Advocates of Recovery. Content and production by the team at Turning Point Recovery Community Center. Now, buckle up and get ready for the show.
Welcome everyone to Crosstalk Recovery, the recovery podcast that supports all forms of recovery. I'm Matt Lewis, and I'm here with
Stuart Thompson, career coach.
I'm Caitlin Wilson, office manager.
I'm Sasha Griffith, also career coach and a person in recovery.
I'm also awesome. In recovery, and we're with the Goodwill Opportunity Center here at 1601 Broadway Street in fabulous Paducah, Kentucky.
Awesome. Welcome, you all. Yeah, I wanted to have you guys on because you guys, Goodwill Opportunity Center has so many awesome programs, and we've been sending people to you guys since you opened back in early August of last year, right? Because we don't offer as many things as you guys do. You guys offer help that we can't offer, you know, being grant-funded and some of the things that we do, you can't do, you guys do. So we're always saying, you know, when you need to go down the street, a mile from us, Goodwill Opportunity Center. And we've had people come back with success stories. They're always coming in, showing us their, like, certificate of completing a class, or, you know, telling how, oh, I got my license back, or I got a car, or, like, things like that that you guys are helping them do. So I wanted to have you guys on to just kind of help get the word out about people who don't know yet a little bit more about your programs. And being that you guys, a couple of y'all are in recovery, kind of to hear about some of your stories, like through to get into recovery and what inspired you to want to work and give back and help people. So
yeah, Matt, listen, first of all, we really appreciate you having us on. We love this podcast, and so the opportunity you gave us to be here is special to all of us, so thank you for that. Second of all, yeah, I'm personally in recovery. I've been sober for over a year now. I was a severe IV methamphetamine addict for many years, and it took over every part of my life, as we know how addiction does to people. Yeah. And I've experienced, of course, substance use disorder. I've experienced several treatment facilities. I've experienced incarceration. I've experienced the drug court program. I have been through pretty much every level of substance use disorder and treatment thereof that you can think of. So we're definitely in no judgment zone at the Goodwill Opportunity Center. We operate as a family, and you're right, we do have 1,000 things to go over, because what we really try to do is walk beside people. We don't push people, we don't drag them, we literally walk beside them. We don't give handouts, we give hand ups. And it's just a series of really amazing programs. And what most people don't know is that everyone's heard of the Goodwill stores. So what people don't know is that 90 cents of every dollar that's spent at the Goodwill stores pours back into the community through us, through the Opportunity Centers. And so awesome. When you donated that shirt and you're wondering why they're selling it for $10, this is the reason, because they are giving back to the community with every dollar that goes in there. So it's a really great, great program. It's a great experience. I'm not 100% certain about the beginnings of it all. Maybe Caitlin knows a little more about that than I do, but I do know that it is a great experience in general, and a wonderful, wonderful program. And I'm really grateful to be part of it. It started with my personal recovery. Like I said, my sobriety date is March 11th of 2023. On February 11th of 2023, I woke up in the McCracken County Detention Center thinking that my life was completely over. And by and large, I had been kind of splattered across all the news and been in, had my own story. And then my subsequent growth, I went to treatment, got myself sober, put in all the work that God gave me the power to do, and then came through. And then in December, I stumbled into the Goodwill Opportunity Center because someone had told me about it through the drug court program. Mm-hmm. And I walked in the doors of there, and it was like going home. I came in and I felt the love immediately. I was greeted by these fabulous people who were warm and loud and happy like I am. And it was kind of beautiful. And so I signed up for the programs, having no idea what I was doing. And I went in And had Margie Silva, who is our Opportunity Center manager and also operates as a career coach as well. She grabbed me by the hand and dragged me back and started telling me about the programs and showing me what their the opportunities were that the Opportunity Center offers. And I was all in, and all in so much that I went in knowing that I wanted to be a career coach there.
Yeah.
And so I went through the RISE program that we'll tell you about in a moment, and I took several classes, and I put the work in, and they held my hand through every bit of it, and I graduated that program with the understanding that I wanted to be a career coach for the Opportunity Center. It seemed almost like too big of a dream for a recovering addict like me, but I'd worked some in human services before, and so I had a little bit of chops behind me. And after a very long interview process and a lot of soul searching and a lot of mind searching, I finally landed the gig as the career coach, and I began that February 12th of this year. And wow. Every day since then has been more and more beautiful. And I get to give back, because if I want to keep my recovery, I have to give some of it away.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I get to give back to people that are in the same boat that I am. And it's not just people that are in recovery that have been through treatment. We want to meet people exactly where they're at. So it doesn't matter what stage of your recovery you're in, whether you are still, you know, God forbid, still using, we're not going to judge you. Come in. We'll help get you to a treatment center if you need help with that. If you're in the early stages of recovery, when you're hurt and lost and scared and don't know what to do next, we're going to be there as your support system. Yeah. To help you walk through all of that. Now, we're not mental health counselors. We are not lawyers. thank gosh. Right. And you know, and we're not accountants, but we will help you obtain full-time employment. That's kind of the goal of what we do. So, yeah, Sasha, why don't you tell them some stuff about you?
I think that's so cool, though, that you like have gone through the program there and then now working there. That's a great success story, and you could set the example and tell that to other people as they come in. Like, look what's possible through this program. So,
yeah, thank cool. you. Yes. It's amazing.
It is awesome that Stuart's been through literally every program that we have, so he can tell the clients, like, from a client's perspective, exactly how it's going to be when you walk through the doors. And I think it comforts them knowing that most of us are in recovery, or like Caitlin has dealt with, you know, family members and addiction before too, so she knows about it too. But I grew up in a really small town in Southwest Michigan, and I've been through addiction too, like every single incarceration, domestic violence, all the good fun stuff, you know. And when I first got into recovery, I knew that I wanted to help other people that were just like me, because I used to think I'm gonna be stuck this way for the rest of my life, because I had tried so many times to get sober. And like, I really feel like my dad didn't even believe that I was sober until like 3 years in, because like I had let him down so many times. Right. But when I really figured it out, I was like, I want to show other people they can do it too. And so I started working in recovery, and the way I learned about Goodwill was I started working with Margie Silva, who's our amazing, awesome boss, and
mentors, the wind beneath our wings, all that stuff.
When I grow up, I want to be just like Margie.
Me too. She's also Caitlin's mom.
Yes.
And yes, she's paying us. No.
But I was actually working at another center as a drug and alcohol counselor, and I was working with Margie, and I was referring people to her like crazy, and I seen the success coming out of the programs that they had there. And so I knew, like, growing up, I used to go to the Goodwill stores, and I always thought, like, why are they selling towels for $10 a piece? Like, right. This is used. Yeah. Well, I didn't realize all that money is going into these programs to help people just like me, you know. And I was helping people sign up for the Cars to Work program, and I thought, this is an amazing thing, like, because most of us people in recovery, our credit sucks. Like, when we first get into, you know, treatment, or out of treatment, we have nothing. We've burned all of our bridges, and these people are going to trust us to back a loan for us to get a car, and all we have to do is, you know, have a job for 90 days, save $500, get your license back, and then they're going to trust us to co-sign on the loan for us to get a car. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yes.
And so that was the first real program that I'd heard about, was that Cars to Work program. And then I learned that they had other programs too that help us like get back into society, how to teach us about computers, how to learn employability skills, like how to answer those hard questions on an application, like, do I have a felony, yes or no? That's like a hard one to answer, right?
Yeah.
Well, our amazing facilitator, Amelia, she teaches us how to answer those tough questions and how to present ourselves during interviews. And I just knew I wanted to be a part of it. And so as soon as there was a position open, I was like, Margie, can I please work there? And also went through the long interview process. And every day that I've been there, it's like been like a dream come true. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought that there would be all these programs and services to help people just like me. And Margie's let me start an AA there as well, which has been awesome to see grow. Yeah. And you know, for a few weeks there, it was just me showing up, and now we've got like 10 people that come sometimes, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, we're just there to walk beside other people, and I think them knowing that we're, you know, been through some of the things they've been through helps them to feel more comfortable and be able to trust us and know that we're not going to judge them for anything, because God knows we've got our own skeletons.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, maybe you want us to talk about some of the programs we do?
Well, I just want to say that I really think it's cool that you guys started the AA meetings over there, too, because, I mean, there's a bunch of meetings in this town, but I love to see more pop up to give options, because not everyone relates to every meeting, and sadly, there ends up being drama at some of the meetings, and right. You don't feel like you can go to that one anymore. Right. And so it's good that there's always all these other options,
yes. And
you're covering different time slots. You know, so it's almost like any time of day you can find a meeting any day of the week in this town. The recovery community in this town is huge.
It's killer.
And
it's
continues
so good
to grow. So I love that.
And we have a firm belief that people in recovery shouldn't shame each other. Like, I feel like it should be all love, all growth. There should not be any recovery shaming, which is just always seemed really strange to me.
Dude, that's one of the things that I push for around here the most is, like, unity within recovery.
Yes.
Like, there shouldn't, in my opinion, there shouldn't be AA, NA, CA, and everybody's got their own corner. You know, I understand how some people feel like they relate in different areas better, but
absolutely.
The whole point of it is that we're all trying to piece our lives back together.
Yes.
We all need to be lifting each other up and encouraging each other. It's all an ism, you know? So that's my opinion. You know, we could debate that all day. Not everybody agrees with me, especially the old timers. They don't really like to hear me talk about that. But the point is that, you know, the world's so divided as it right now as
it is.
Like, the last thing we need to do with us people in recovery who are trying to put our lives back together, we need to stick together. And that's my opinion.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. Did you know it's illegal to own just one guinea pig in Switzerland because they get lonely? Here at Turning Point, we don't want you to ever be lonely either. That's why we are open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Always feel free to come hang with our friendly staff, and don't forget your guinea pig. We're located at 415 Broadway Street, downtown Paducah.
Hello, everybody. You want to know something? My biggest issue with meetings is, despite their name, they're never about me. Here at Turning Point, all of our meetings are for you and about you. We have meetings at least 3 times a day, 7 days a week. We are located at 415 Broadway, Paducah, Kentucky. Call 270-444-3621 for more information.
And I agree with you. One of the greatest supports that we have are the people that are, you know, people that are adjacent to recovery. People like Caitlin. I'm segueing for her to have to talk. So, but people that and her mom, you know, people that that have a distinct understanding of it, and that there's no judgment at all. And it's amazing to be in, to be a part of something that does not have any judgment. We're not, and not that I don't love the grant funding, I absolutely love it, but we're not grant funded. We're funded by the money that people spend at the Goodwill stores. And so that alone opens us up to several opportunities that grant funded organizations can't do.
Right.
We are a not-for-profit, so we still have that area that we live in, but we have a lot of opportunity to just open up and give and do right. And a lot of people keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. No one's counting shoes. There are no shoes. We don't
it's
want
it. It's not a pyramid scheme.
Right. We're not on commission. We're not getting paid commission to drag you in. You know, we don't have any sort of cult following that we want you. We are pretty cool, but you don't have to drink Kool-Aid or anything while you're there. Like, coffee. We have lots of coffee.
Yeah. And snacks.
We have tons of snacks. So, Caitlin, how did you guys get started with all that? That's my question, because I don't even know.
Yeah, so my story is a little bit different. So I did, you know, grow up with a stepfather who struggled with alcoholism. So I have always, you know, wanted to work in something that I always called like my heart job, like my soul job. And following in, you know, Margie's footsteps, I saw Goodwill and I was like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this sounds like a great place to work. You know, it's a great like work family, work atmosphere. And I actually used to work in the retail stores. I worked there for about 10 years and, you know, worked at the Lone Oak Road store. It was amazing. Shout out to the Lone Oak Road store. Yes. But I left and it was a really, really hard decision. But I actually volunteered at one of our expungement clinics that we had in Bowling Green. And it really, really opened my eyes to the barriers that individuals face, yeah. You know, all in the community. And, you know, even something that happened, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, I was helping a gentleman, you know, with his expungement process. And he was, you know, at the end just crying. And he was just like, I can finally, you know, get this job that I want. Do, you know, whatever I need to do to help, you know. And it just warmed my heart so much being just a small part of that. You know, all I was doing was helping him do his application for his expungement, and he just grabbed me and hugged me, and it was just so great to see all these people, you know, it changing their lives for the better, yeah. And, you know, reaching that crucial step, even if they were in their, you know, 50s, 60s, it doesn't matter, you know, and that's what we want to be at the center. Like Stu said, you know, we're going to meet you where we're at. We're very, you know, we don't judge, you know, it's a safe space where people mm-hmm. can come, they can be themselves, they can pour their heart on the table, and we're going to be there and sit next to them and yeah. give them a shoulder to cry on, and then we're going to help them, you know, build that ladder so that way they can reach their goals, whether that be through, you know, whatever pathway that looks like to them, whether it be taking classes or going for a job or, you know, setting those goals and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to help you. You know, because like Stu said, you know, as long as those individuals are coming, you know, they're putting that effort in and yeah. saying, hey, this is what I'm going to do to better myself. These are the classes that I'm going to take. You know, hey, I, you know, need help with my resume. Can we please brush this up? Or whatever that looks like for people, you know, we're going to be there. And it's just great, you know, to work with this amazing team, you know, Sasha and Stu and Latoya, you know, Amelia, Margie, you know, our CSEP workers. You know, it's such a great space to work and, you know, be that place where people can just go, even just to come say hi, you know, even after they've gotten a job or reached those goals, they can come in and, you know, just get a yeah. cup of coffee and hang out with us for a little bit. But... So how do you become a member of the
right.
center?
How do you become a member of the center?
Because we want, you know, everybody to come in. So all that person has to do, if they're interested, like, in our programs and, you know, want to come see us and want to come talk to one of the coaches, all they have to do is just give us a call or just stop by the center. We'll make them an appointment. We'll try to get them in as a walk-in if we can. Because... you know, we're there. That's what we're there to do. We're there to help however we can. So
absolutely. And yeah. we're open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And so we do schedule appointments with each of the career coaches, but we also take walk-in business. I say business, but we take walk-in clients that come in. And so what it looks like is anybody that's experienced a barrier in their life, it doesn't have to necessarily be recovery, or it can be domestic violence. It can be, you know, any mental health issues they've had, incarceration. A lot of times people in recovery, their ears prick up whenever we say something about the expungement yeah. courses. And I really love the expungement pathway that we take, because it's different than the expungement clinics that you've seen in the past, where mm-hmm. you're in a huge room full of people and they're like trying to tell you about some archaic statement about how you're supposed to, you know, vet yourself and see how, you know, if you think this is for you. And like I said before, we're not lawyers at all. And so what we're going to do is, if you think that you have an expungible crime, then you're going to come in and then you're going to talk with one of us. We'll sit you down. We'll go through the process. We'll give you the information. We'll fill out, help you fill out the application for it. You're going to watch a couple videos. And we're definitely not going to offer you legal advice. But we are going to help you with your path and your ideas that and kind of tell you what we know on paper is expungible and what's not, without a single opinion from us at all. we are going to connect you with our legal team, who, after you fill out the process of it and you go through those videos, they're going to contact you in about a week's time, and then they're going to start that process with you. And well, guess what? The best thing is, it costs $300 per felony ish. It costs $65, I think, for the application fee. Goodwill Opportunity Center pays for all of that.
Wow.
So, you know, you can have one felony expunged during the process, nonviolent or non-sexual felony expunged 5 years after the date that you're off paper. You can have that expunged, and we pay for all of that. We pay for the application fee. You have no fees associated with it. And then 4 to 6 months after the process has started and you've worked with our legal team, then the felony or multiple misdemeanors are gone off of your record forever. Not only do they do that, but the fun part is, and this is, take it from someone who has splattered all over Busted.com and WSIL and WPSD and all those fun things. They also scrub 700 plus websites of your image, of your mugshots. Wow. Yeah. So that's a big thing, because that's a huge barrier. What's the first thing that people do whenever you apply for a job? They look you up on Facebook. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You know, so, or they Google your name, you know, and, so that's a wonderful process for me. It's called the ERASE program, and it's through Goodwill of Kentucky. It does, you do have to be a Kentucky resident to do it. And of course our mission is to take care of any barriers that you have. We want to help you. The whole goal of the Goodwill Opportunity Center is to obtain full-time employment. Like, that's what the goal is, to obtain full-time employment. Now, if you are an individual that is, every single person is an individual case. We don't put anyone in a box. No one has one path that they go on. We don't try to, it's based on the individual. So, and that's why we say we'll meet you where you're at. Because when it comes to people coming in and having, not being able to do full-time employment, if they don't want to obtain full-time employment, if they are receiving Social Security disability, if they're then we can work with that as well. But the goal for us is to obtain full-time employment. So we're going to do whatever we can to get you to that level. Now, we start at your greatest need and work our way up. So what we do is, if you come in and you've just gotten out of incarceration. We have had several gentlemen from the Keaton Correctional Institute, that's what the quote-unquote halfway house here, they come into the program and they have just come out of probably long-term incarceration. They come in, they don't have birth certificates, they don't have identification, they don't have any way to fill any skills on a computer, or the ability or understanding to fill out an application, or to even search.
They see
search
a smartphone
for,
and they're like, holy crap, what is this?
Yeah, like, what is that?
We have a class for that can show them how to work a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And we have computer classes, so that start off at the very basic. We have ABCs of computers, which is the absolute basics of computers. Yes. So, like, how to turn the monitor on, how to work the mouse, and then when they pass that, then they can go on to the next thing. And we have an applied digital skills program, which Caitlin runs, and they can earn a free Chromebook, so they don't have to come to this, you know, center every time they need to use the computer. They can have something at home so they can do job search, or if they want to go back to school. And those are things, pathways we can help with as well. So if somebody's in recovery and they want to be a peer support, we can help refer them to the places that do those things and kind of walk beside them. Because I know when I first went into working in recovery, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to get a peer support. I didn't know how to become a drug and alcohol counselor.
Right.
And so being that I've walked through that path myself, I can show them the easier, softer way.
Yes.
Which is what we usually don't do in recovery.
Right. But right.
The softer way to go through those things. So, yeah.
That is really cool, because I can't tell you how many people that have, like, come through KCI and that I've had to work with. And we don't have the classes, but it's me trying to show them how to work their phone.
Right.
Computer. And so it's awesome. And I'll be like, I mean, I'm happy to help people do that.
Sure.
You know, but to be able to, like, hey, there's people who are set up ready to help you learn how to do this.
We have a classroom that's like ready. Exactly. And we have a computer
That facility is so cool, man. Like I've been over there several times to install in a locks box. And then we had the recovery ready community like meeting there. That was really cool. So yeah, it's a really cool facility. Yeah,
I'm so proud of you guys for doing that too. Getting us recovery ready is a huge honor.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing to be recovery ready city. We're so proud of that, and we're so glad that we can be a stop on the recovery ready, you know, the train, I guess. But we love that we get to hold that meeting there and have the people from the state and all of the representatives of all of the recovery organizations around this area be there. You know, we had with the mayor and the judge executives, and it was neat. It was really good to be there. So basically, we start off, if someone comes in and they're homeless or unhoused, then they come in and they're unhoused, then they may need bus tickets to be able to get back and forth to our trainings. They may not have anything but a bag of clothes on their shoulder. So once they're enrolled in a couple of classes and they've attended the classes, we can offer supportive services.
Right.
So the supportive services usually start out looking like bus passes so that they can get transportation back and forth to where they're going. And then it starts out looking like ordering a birth certificate for them so that they have the opportunity to get an identification of some kind. And then it also looks like us giving them a voucher to use at the Goodwill store in Lone Oak. Another shout out to Lone Oak Goodwill. But you know, giving them a voucher to go to that store, and that way they can get some clothes on their back or some sheets for their bed.
Right.
We partner with a lot of wonderful sober living facilities and homes. We partner with Intertwine Ministries, and they're a new partnership with us, and they're amazing. They're brand new sober living, and they're in Arlington, Kentucky, and so they're close by, but they're great people.
Shout out to Alicia.
Yes, Randy. Alicia and Randy McDaniel, good people. But we also have partnerships with Victory Homes, the Oxford House. We try to get everybody to be an all-encompassing situation. So if they are unhoused, then we try to, and they are in recovery or working towards recovery, we try to get them in sober living homes so they have the support there. Of course, we have meetings Monday through Thursday in-house in our boardroom upstairs, so it looks kind of fancy, but it's neat. So we have meeting spaces, we have computer labs. It's a really beautiful, beautiful situation, beautiful facility. We do so many things that we do, like, it's hard to even list all of the amazing things that we do.
Yes. But it was hard for me to, like, as an employee, remember all the different programs. So
yeah,
like, one of the most popular programs that we have is the RISE program, which is a paid program. And so individuals can come in and learn about kind of how to get back into the workforce or how to create a resume, how to do interviews. And we also have a job fair during the RISE program, and you can get paid $75 just for doing the program. And then we have our Work Ready Certification program, which is a new program, and you can get an extra $125 just for getting, like, your I-9 documents that you would need to go into work and taking 3 additional classes. So you can walk out of there with $200 in your pocket, some extra knowledge, all of your I-9 documentation.
A Chromebook!
Yeah, a Chromebook. Yeah,
I know. I've thought about going down there and signing up for that.
It's a good gig.
I think we've given away close to like 150 Chromebooks so far since we've opened. So
I actually have one of them myself.
Yeah.
I do all my journaling on it.
One of the very first people to go through it, and it's great. Because, you
know, we'll be right back. One thing I have always wondered is who put the alphabet in alphabetical order. At Turning Point, our goal is to help you put your life back in order. If you struggle or have struggled with substance use disorder and are in need of help, come see us at 415 Broadway Street, Paducah, Kentucky, or call 270-444-3621 and sign up for peer support services with one of our friendly staff who have lived experience with addiction. Hope to see you soon.
Did you know that recovery from substance use disorder and mental health go hand in hand? That is why the caring and compassionate mental health professionals at Four Rivers Behavioral Health in Paducah are here to help you find your balance. They are proud of you for making the changes necessary to live a healthier life and would love to see you reach your full potential. Give them a call at 270-442-7121 or stop by the downtown location at 425 Broadway in Paducah, Kentucky.
Well, all of these classes, you know, are great, and they're learning all different types of new skills and different things that they can put on their resume, but it's also great to see the community that gets built between all of the individuals who are taking our classes, you know, and that's, you know, with us, with our, you know, staff up front, with other clients that come in. It's really great to see people, you know, come in, you know, whenever they're like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know, you know, if I have the skills. I haven't touched a computer in years. And then see them become more confident and see them opening up and then being like, oh my gosh, you know, I can do this. You know, we're there, you know, just to be that extra, you know, shoulder to lean on and just say, hey, you know, you got this. You can do this. Yeah. You know, we're... I always call their career coaches their own personal cheerleaders.
Absolutely.
Because they're there, you know, throughout the entire process. And it's just really, really great to see people grow and, you know that they can be the person that, you know, they always wanted to be. So it's really, really awesome to be able to see that.
Yeah,
it's
like
the camaraderie, I think, of the group that they get used to seeing each other every single day. And, and they're all going through the same stuff, you know, and going through it together.
And I feel like that we help to alleviate a lot of the anxiety that's involved whenever you are coming out of treatment. Whenever I got out of treatment, I came home and someone had moved into my apartment and my car didn't work and I was negative $400 in my bank account. And I had no idea what my next plan was, my next move was. I'm very blessed that I have a great sober support system surrounding me. But if I hadn't, I would have loved to have known that the Goodwill Opportunity Center was there for me to be able to lean on and to help me through it. And eventually they were. But when you first come out, you have all this anxiety about where you're going to go to work, how you're going to make money, how you're going to eat, how you're going to get your benefits. All these things are so daunting. And we try to relieve a lot of that anxiety, because if you don't find a way to seek the support that you need, a lot of times it ends up with us going back out and doing things and going back to the streets, going back to using, saying forget it and just giving up and going back to the way that we used to live. And we don't have to live that way today. And we try very hard to make sure that people know that not only do they not have to live that way today, but they have the ability to thrive. And we're living proof that you can thrive with it. It's very... it's just a blessing to know every day that I get to get up and I get to come into this place and be with people that I love, that are my family, that we take care of each other. We're not in competition with any other facility, organization, anything. We are not trying to drag anybody. We want to work hand in hand with everybody. That's the reason we love you guys. Yeah. Because we can partner back and forth. We can open up and tell each other what's going on. Like, it's really great that we can be there for everyone. And we don't discriminate. We don't judge. We are just really honestly there to help. And I love
that. And I love that. I love that all these things that you're saying about it being a safe space, having people come and hang out, you know, being their cheerleader. Like, those are all the ways we run it around here, too. You know,
I love it.
Yeah. Like, that's how I do peer support. I'm just like an encourager, a motivator. Like, you set the goals and I'm back behind you 100%.
Absolutely.
And that's one of my favorite things about it, is to see the success stories and the people that just drop in and have a cup of coffee and tell us how they're doing and like catch up, because this is like a second home to them. They're always going to remember this place and look fondly upon it, because this is where they started building back what they now have. And they all go on to jobs and, you know, they get busy. Absolutely. But the fact that they'll take the time out of their day to stop in and say hi. And I know that your place is, Goodwill is going to be just a place just like that.
Absolutely.
You know, and I love that, man, because the more places like that, the better. The more people are going to thrive, the more opportunities. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It absolutely is. We're very blessed by it, and we're very proud to be able to share it. So we have 1,000 more things that we do that I can't, you know, I'm not even sure what
they are. We just partnered with West Kentucky Allied. They're actually co-facilitating with us upstairs. Yes. So people that need food stamps, or they need to get their Medicaid benefits turned back on, it's kind of going to be like a one-stop shop. Because I know, like, when I first got out of treatment, I didn't have any of that stuff, and yeah. like trying to figure out, because I, you know, my wallet was stolen, I had like my ID gone, my birth certificate, I didn't have anything, and so right, like yep. you know, you need like this document to get this thing, you need right. this document yeah. to get this thing, yeah. so we can help you kind of get that process started by getting your birth certificate ordered, and then you can get your social security card, and then we can help you pay for your ID, so and you know, you need all those things to get back to work, so like if yep. you don't have those things, and you're and you don't have a home to go to, and yeah. We can help you get through that process, which I know is scary and it's overwhelming. I know, I don't know if you can relate to this, but when I first got sober, I felt like, is my brain ever going to work right?
Like, it's just like, I still think that sometimes.
Do I have permanent
Yeah, right.
But like trying to organize my thoughts and get all that stuff together was so hard. And if I would have had like somebody to help me do that stuff. And so that's kind of like what we do, is help them to get a goal plan, like step by step, and we can print it out for them. That way they can see it on paper, because I know I'm like a list person. Mm-hmm. If I can have a list of everything I need to have done, and then I can check off a box when I get something done, I'm like, ooh, I got to check in the box off. Yes.
It's feeling good. Feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do work on action plans with our clients. So we do several of them. We'll go and set it up. And Sasha, she I learned more from her about it than I did anyone. She's like, Lana Litz, it's like, number one, come to show up here for this, and you will receive this. And then you go to complete the RISE program, and it's like $75.
Are yeah. listening to this, that I'm actually an organized person.
I hope the people at home are seeing me and being like, wow, he really is sober.
Right.
No, we're very lucky. And that's probably the main reason that that we will continue our path. Once again, I think I said it before, to keep it, we've got to give it away. And you know how important that is with what
Absolutely.
You guys do.
Yep.
You have so many amazing people working with you. And, I mean, peer support, obviously they're all in recovery. And I know personally several of the peer supports that work at Turning Point, and they're all these amazing people. And we all have these big hearts, the same as you guys do. We have these big hearts and these giving souls, and we want to help every single person. Right. And so, and this gives us a platform for that. Mm-hmm. And people have to put the work in. You know, you gotta want it.
I mean, it means more. It means more when they put the work in.
It does. You know? It does. So, yeah, that's... What else did we miss, guys?
One thing that we're celebrating this month is Second Chance.
Yes, that's it.
So
I
knew it. We are going to have a super big celebration. We're super excited. On April 18th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yes.
We're going to have kind of like a Second Chance celebration / resource fair. So there's cool. going to be different like community agencies, different resources here in McCracken County, and some sober living houses that are going to be there, and their representatives. We're going to have food, we're going to have music, we're going to have free
yeah.
haircuts
yeah.
that
yeah.
we're going to be
yeah.
doing, hopefully outside if it's pretty. If not, they'll be inside. We're also going to have Able there
yes.
To restore voting rights.
Yeah.
She is going to be there.
Yeah, Kim. Shout out to Kim. Kim George. Shout
yes.
out to Kim George.
We love Kim.
Yes.
Yeah, I love her to death.
So,
she's great.
We're so excited because it's just going to be like a very, you know, relaxed. Everybody's invited. The whole community is invited. Whoever wants to come just to celebrate, you know, different second chances. And, you know, whatever that looks like for people, we're just going to celebrate and have a ton of fun.
Sounds like a blast.
Without second, third, fourth, fifth, 19th, and 27th
yeah.
chances,
yeah.
man, like, they just keep giving them to me. I don't know. But I'm so grateful for them. And this will be a good opportunity for us to be like, listen, you have, you're worth it. You're worth a second chance. We sent a ton of canvases and paints to the female side of the McCracken County Detention Center.
Yes.
They don't get a lot of the, not that the guys get a lot of fun, you know, things to do, right. but the females side of it, they don't get a ton of activities there. And so we sent all these canvases and a ton of paints over for them to paint what second chances look like for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we're going to display all of those there. And I think we're going to do some of our own little art about it as well. And
wow,
so if
cool.
you want to contribute, man, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I know you
yeah.
swing art. So
yeah, I play around.
Yeah.
I dabble.
You dabble a little bit. So I'd love for you to, yeah, sling some our way for that second chance day. I hope to see you there, definitely, on the 18th.
Yeah, I didn't know about it, but I definitely would be there. It sounds
yeah.
like a blast.
It's awesome. It's going to be great.
What kind of music you going to have?
You? No. We need a band. We do, man. I don't, my My buddies in Hollerhead, maybe I can get them to do it. So yeah. Yeah. No, I would rather some of our recovery people just show up with some guitars.
We're trying to do this rock and recovery thing in this fall. I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be so awesome.
I think there's a spring block party in Hopkinsville at the end of the month that I'm going to be playing music at. That's going to be kind of cool. They're going to have a bunch of people playing music, and it's like a recovery Oxford House block party. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I think it's on the 27th, so that should be cool. I love that there's things like this going on, and that people are coming up with ideas, and there's more of them, and that you guys are doing this. I mean, it's just so cool, and it's fun. This is the kind of stuff I enjoy doing today.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Being creative and trying to help people, and, you know, the spiritual reward is priceless that we have today. You know,
it keeps
walk
me
around.
Sober.
Yeah, keeps me sober. I got a smile. I have joy, not just happiness. I have true joy in my life today. So it's a true blessing.
It is.
I appreciate it. Really is. Appreciate all that you guys do. I appreciate you guys coming on.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm
so glad to be here.
I'm so excited for the recovery walk this year.
Oh, yes.
It's crazy just to see it grow from, not last year, but the year before to last year. It's so cool to see so many people in recovery that are just on fire for recovery.
And we get to be part of it this year too. So we're gonna have some sponsorship on that thing. Yeah. So thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right. Well, check us out on YouTube or listen to our audio versions on Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Amazon Music, and as always, stay grateful.
Thank you.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction or in recovery and needs guidance, speak with Turning Point's team of peer support specialists by calling 270-444-3621. You are not alone, and we are proof that recovery is possible.